Hello and welcome to another episode of Wife for Life. This is your host, Michelle McElroy, in the house, and I am super excited to be coming to you guys today to talk about Wife for Life, because so many people have asked questions, why the title Wife for Life, Michelle? So I just want to kind of answer some of the questions that I've been asked about the podcast today with you guys. So thank you for joining me, and here we go. So, why Wife for Life? Well, first and foremost, I've always, since childhood, wanted to be married. I wanted to be married not just because of what I saw on television, but because what I saw in real life. I got a chance to grow up frequenting my grandparents' house. And my grandparents actually did the doggone thing. They were married until death did them part. So needless to say, that's what I want. And not only were they married, but from my perspective, they seemed happy. They weren't bickering and arguing. They weren't nasty to each other. They weren't disrespectful. They didn't speak down about each other. They were actually very positive and loving toward one another at all times in my presence. You know, of course, we don't always know the backstories of marriage, but hey, all I needed to see is what they display in front of me to be inspired to desire what they had. And there are many other things about a healthy marriage, a lot of benefits that come along with that. Aside from the obvious, the financial benefit of having a two-income household, but also I just feel like psychologically it does something to you when you've grown up in a two-parent household. My husband had the privilege of growing up in a two-parent household. And even though, you know, I'm sure there were some things he would say he did and didn't like about it, but nonetheless, I could see all the benefits of growing up, like having two people to go to when you want to talk things through, or two people to learn from and glean from, you know. So with that being said, my grandparents are my inspiration. My grandmother was a diva. I remember when I was young, she was like, look, don't buy me clothes from the old folks section. I said, okay, grandma, because she just, you know, she always lived a life with youthful vigor. You know, she was learning Spanish in her 50s. Who does that? But it inspired me on my journey of growth. And they made me feel like I could grow at any age. So can't teach an old dog new tricks? Yeah, that doesn't work for me, because I can learn at any age. My grandmother was a living example of that. So can't convince me otherwise. However, Wife for Life, right? I love the title because it's all about what it's supposed to be about, which is enduring. And maybe I shouldn't say enduring, but staying the course in marriage, you know, until you guys, one of you guys leave this earth. And to me, that's about commitment. That's about a discipline. That's about sacrifice. That's about compromise. It's about a lot of things, some difficult, some easy, but at the end, to me, it all looked beneficial. So Wife for Life title. And then I think I just want to help. I like to help others, you know. And since there wasn't a school for marriage, I don't even think there was a class that helped prepare us for marriage, and definitely wasn't a required class to help us prepare for marriage. So I just want to be a part of the solution. I want to help wives figure out this journey of wifehood with some level of support, with camaraderie, with resource, you know, and all the things that I didn't necessarily feel like I had throughout my wifehood journey. So that's why the title. Let's see, what other question have I been asked? I've been asked, will I tell the truth about the wifehood journey? Well, I can honestly say, yes, I will. Yes, I can tell the truth. And let me tell you, the truth shall set us free. And the truth of the matter is, guys, the wifehood journey is not easy. It's quite difficult. It ain't for no punks. And I'm no punk. So with that being said, I just want to encourage you guys on this journey, because even though it's difficult, it is so worthwhile. And you're talking to a veteran right now, okay? I am 26 years in this thing, and I can honestly tell you, Ray and I are happier now than we were in the first 5 years of our marriage. Why? Because we've grown, and we've been intentional about loving on each other and staying together and staying the course. So I just want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. The other thing is, you know, I think a lot of people think wifehood and in marriage, of course, is always about the marriage. But really, it starts with you. It ends with you. And you're all in the middle. What do you mean by that, Michelle? Well, let me tell you. What I mean is, a lot of times we tend to focus on either our spouse or the entity first, but actually you should focus on yourself first. You can't pour out of an empty vessel. And if you have not filled your cup, how are you going to be able to serve, sacrifice, compromise, even find joy in the midst of your wifehood? It's virtually impossible, guys, because you can't pour out of an empty vessel. You have to fill up your cup. The other thing is, you got to be a helpmeet, right? You got to be a great helpmeet to your spouse. And I mean, like, if you think about it from a selfish perspective, you give what you want, right? So if that's what you want and expect from your spouse, you darn well better give it to them. You got to be a wonderful helpmeet. And what does a wonderful helpmeet look like? Supportive, loving, kind, helpful, you know, all those things, helping your spouse become what they were purposed for, what they were created for, and not through judgment, not through criticism, but through love and support, compassion, understanding. All those things help us actually in our own selves actualize. It helps us become, it helps us reflect. Right? So all those things come with being a helpmeet without judgment and criticism. And as wives, and I learned this the hard way, we would be surprised at how far our loving touch, our soft spokenness. And when I say soft, as you can tell, I am not, my voice projects. It carries naturally. So even as a child, I was considered rather loud when I did speak because I was very shy. But this is the thing, that being soft-spoken is really about being respectful and finding out from your spouse what respectful means to him. Because for me, I did not know for the first 10 years of our marriage that I was doing things and saying things that Ray deemed disrespectful. OMG. It took us going through a book called Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eggerich for me to realize, darn, some of the things that were learned behavior or taught to me actually were not beneficial for my marriage and definitely not beneficial for my role as helpmeet. So be careful about the advice you get and the baggage you bring to your marriage, because all of it is not helpful. When you do get advice, you want to take the meat, not the bone. The bone will choke you, and it'll choke your marriage too. Take the meat, not the bone. I can't say that enough. A lot of people are going to want to give you advice on your marriage. And if you don't want to be disrespectful and just give them the hand or cut them off, you can politely sit there and listen, nod your head, show that you are listening actively. However, that does not mean you have to take everything they say. Because a lot of times, if you do listen, you might find a nugget in there if you don't find a nugget at all, then you need to rethink your company that you're keeping. So what is the truth about the wifehood journey? Hey, you gotta learn to take the punches. What's the cliche? I suck at cliches, but you gotta roll with the punches, right? And then work on yourself, work on your triggers, work on what you're sensitive about, develop your emotional intelligence. I cannot reiterate that enough. We have to work on our emotional intelligence in order to be helpful to not only our husbands, but to our children or our future children, if you don't have any already, or if you're in my season of life, your grandchildren. Yeah, I said it. I'm a grandma and I'm loving it. So with that being said, hey guys, those are the three things to help you on your journey. Recognize that it's not easy peasy, but it's worthwhile. And then understanding that you can't control anybody else but yourself. So why not pour into yourself? And then thirdly, be the best helpmeet you can be. And hey, I don't know about y'all, but to me, through prayer achieves, avails much. So I prayed about it, and sometimes in front of Ray, I say, God, please help me be the best wife that Ray needs me to be. And he did the same. And I believe those prayers were answered, have been answered, and are continually being answered. So next question. Michelle, how can we become a wife for life? Well, let me tell you, the first thing I would say, first and foremost, what should be your main priority? And this is, it's going to be the opposite of probably what most people would tell you. But I would say, invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. There were so many years that I did not invest in myself because I was confused about what sacrifice looks like. And therefore, I was giving times five because I have a husband and four children. And what I was not doing was giving to Michelle. Now, some of you may say, well, what does that mean? Well, that means sometimes, you know, I was missing my doctor's appointments, but not my children, not my husband. I was missing pouring into myself and doing things that made me happy. I was missing setting boundaries. I was giving. So, for instance, my husband is an introvert and I'm an extrovert. I was giving into his introvertedness without ever pouring into my extrovertedness. And this was all early, I would say within the first 10, maybe even 15 years of our marriage. And so, yes, that was a long journey, but it doesn't have to be yours. Learn from my mistakes. You can learn today by pouring into yourself and just ask the question, what makes me happy? And I found that sometimes it's the simple things, like I love a nice hot bubble bath. But because my children were young, I would never do that. In fact, I agreed to move into houses that had master suites with a full shower and no tub. Knowing good and doggone well, one of my favorite places to download is in the tub. Right. So I wasn't thinking about myself. I wasn't pouring into myself. I was just thinking about the family. And nothing is wrong with thinking about your family, but I'm just saying you can't pour out of an empty cup. So you have to fill it up. Simple things like taking a walk or even scheduling some time with your husband. Hey, why don't this time at this hour on this day of the week or of the month, you take the children and allow me to have a few hours of time just by myself, with myself, or maybe with God, whatever it is that I want to do with that time. But you have to work through that with your spouse so you guys can work as a team in order to get you to a healthy place of self-care. You gotta take care of yourself so you are girded up to take care of others. The other thing is, being a wife for life, the key word is wife. Right? So you have to support your husband. You have to support your spouse. You have to help them feel like you're not just living your life for you, that they have purpose in your life, that they have meaning, that you need them. You know, sometimes as women, we get so caught up, especially in this day and age, of being this independent woman. And I'm okay with being strong and fierce, you know. However, we have to be careful that we don't make our husbands feel like we don't need them, because we do. Even if it's just in an emotional supportive way, we still need him. And that's how I need my husband. Now, I need some of his brawn too, because as you see, my guns are missing. But his are in full effect. And so sometimes, yeah, I need him to be strong, but not just physically. Sometimes I need him to be strong emotionally when my emotions are running amok. Like, I may be very mature in my emotional intelligence, but that doesn't mean my feelings still don't get hurt or I don't get disappointed. You know, that doesn't mean sometimes things don't happen that I just want to cry and be held. That means that we all need to feel supported. We need to feel loved. We need to feel wanted. And that's how you become a wife for life, by bringing those things to your husband. And interestingly enough, when we bring those things to our husbands, they tend to bring back what we need. Now, the flip side to that is, if we don't know what they need and they don't know what we need, then guess what we should do? Ask. Nothing wrong with asking questions. Baby, how do you need me to love you? Because I don't know about y'all, but the one thing I do not like to do is waste my time. Life is too short to be wasting my time doing all these acrobats, thinking Ray is going to be knocked off his feet. And then he's like, oh, that's sweet. I want him to do cartwheels. I want him, his chest to be swole and say, my baby love me without a doubt. Let's be clear, you know. So with that being said, guys, figure out how you can best support your husband, because they're all unique. What I do to support Ray may not work for you. It may not work for your husband. So you have to ask questions, be curious, be like a child, just like the word always tells us to be like a child, be childlike. This is the time to do it. Pique your curiosity. Don't think just because you've been married 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years or 26, like me and my boo, that you got it figured out. Because guess what? We change all the time. We have seasons of life, just like seasons with the weather. So we got to constantly ask those questions. I remember in college, I absolutely loved roses. And when I was in college, and I may be telling my age, but when I was in college, dried flowers were a big thing. It was a big thing. So I figured out, hey, if you turn your roses upside down, they'll dry out, and then you can use them as decoration very beautifully in your home. Well, after a while, you know, I started learning about other flowers and my love changed, and I hadn't informed Ray. Well, he brought me some flowers and they were roses. And I was like, oh, thank you, baby. And within a matter of days, I turned those puppies upside down and dried them out. And my husband was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What's going on here? And, you know, I was like, well, I do still love roses, but if you notice, when we got married, my bouquet was full of lilies. And he was like, oh, okay, I see you. I had changed my love of whatever type of flower, which for me was a lily, had changed from rose to lily, and he had not known. So with that being said, sometimes change comes unexpectedly, and therefore we don't make an announcement. However, we make an adjustment, and our spouse should do the same. So if you want to be a wife for life, make the adjustment, ask questions, be curious, and fulfill requests. You can do it. If I can do it, you can too. Now, the third thing I would say in the question, how to become a wife for life, is you got to fortify your marriage. You have to fortify your marriage. And how do you do that? Well, I'm going to give you a created word here. Now, you know, my favorite word, which is in our title, is intentional, activating intentional marriages. Well, I love intentional, but first I love inteamable, right? It's so important, guys, to focus on being a team, because you've been working on being an individual for all your life. Now it's time to focus on being a teammate. And what does that require? That requires you putting the marriage first. That means you can't have selfish goals. You can have goals, absolutely. But you and your spouse should come together, discuss those goals, and agree on a path of pursuing those goals. Now, sometimes the answer may be, that's not going to work for our family. You know, for some couples, for one spouse to live in one state and another spouse to live in another, that may not work for them. So you have to decide what works for you, what works for the marriage, what brings I and he closer together so we become us. How do we do that? And what mode of operation should we take in order to get there? For instance, Ray and I, we have business meetings. We have family business meetings. Now, the frequency is up to you, but you should come together and have discussions on how you could be the best family ever, how you can use your gifts to benefit the team, right? So be supportive of one another by working on what does it look like to be a teammate? What does it look like to be Team McElroy or Team whatever your last name is, so that you can become the best married couple you can be for yourselves, for your children, for your family members, your peers, for all who are watching you guys. And believe me, there are people watching you guys. So intentional, that's what I want you guys to be, intentional. Support one another, be a team. Now, the other thing I want you to be is intentional. You know I had to bring it back there, right? I want you guys to be intentional about what you do. Be intentional about your sacrifice, because sacrifice is required in relationship. I want you to be intentional about your compromise, because sacrifice doesn't mean you give up everything. Some people get so nervous by that word, but you don't have to be, because we all give up something. I mean, just think about dinner. You may have wanted a bacon cheeseburger and the family wanted pizza and you got outvoted. Well, that's sacrificial. Now, that may be a minuscule example, but the point is still the point. Sometimes sacrifices are little things. Sometimes they're huge, but they're necessary in order for your union to work. Now, compromise, I like as a step up, because then it feels like we both get a little bit of our way. And that exists in a wonderful, successful marriage as well. Compromise is so important, but compromise requires communication. You got to talk about it before you can be about it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know y'all know what I'm saying. You got to talk about it before you can be about it. You have to communicate to get to the point of compromise. I think enough is said about that. And then also, I think whatever brought you to the table, meaning whatever you did that brought your spouse to the point to say, would you be mad? Or I want you to be mad and only mad, all mad. I hope you're still doing that. I hope you're still dating. I hope you're still putting on your lipstick and your heels. I hope you are doing all the things that you did prior to marriage. I hope you're still his cheerleader. I hope you're still emotionally supportive. All those things that you brought to the relationship prior to marriage, you have to be consistently bringing those things after you are married. Marriages die out like a flame if you're not feeding it. You got to give it some oxygen That's how it grows. So be intentional. Do things intentionally. Surprise your spouse intentionally. Do something nice for him. I remember when Ray would travel with the football teams, because we've been on three, I would sometimes put a little note in his suit pocket because some of the teams required them to wear suits on game day. So on game day, he would feel that note in his pocket, take it out, and see that his biggest cheerleader, even though she wasn't present in actuality and body, she was still present in heart and mind enough to send me a note in my pocket saying, "I hope you have a great game. I'm cheering for you." Or, "I love you no matter what. Win or lose, you've already won my heart." I know those things may seem corny. Ray and I, we like cheese. We like the cheesy stuff. So that may not be you, but do whatever it takes to keep your boo. Because on this podcast, we're all about commitment. We're all about longevity. We're all about helping you become a wife for life. Thank you guys for joining me for this episode. OMG, I am so excited for you guys to see some of my upcoming guests. Man, it's going to be fantastic. Stay tuned. Until next time, love you. Happy loving.